Podcast Help Desk Quick Hits for September 30th, 2016, International Podcast Day. Go check out internationalpodcastday.com for all of the information about International Podcast Day. And those of you that are subscribed to the regular Podcast Help Desk feed, I thought for this week I would put in the Quick Hits. And also remind you that Quick Hits now exists, and I'm now updating it. So if you want a little five-minute, one-topic episode every once in a while, whenever I do it, go ahead and subscribe to Quick Hits. You can find that on the Subscribe to Podcast page at podcasthelpdesk.com. Almost forgot my own website. So what I want to talk about today is the dangers of using embedded SoundCloud players on your website. Yes, I said it's dangerous to use the SoundCloud embedded player. Now, I don't know if this particular person, who I'm not going to name or give any details about, but is a customer of mine, how this person is using SoundCloud, whether they were just uploading to SoundCloud and then plopping a player on, or if they're actually using the SoundCloud podcasting service. But I'll find out more details as this person is going to become a customer of Blueberry for this particular reason. But be very, very sure the service that you are using does not insert other things into the player you embed. Now, if you use Blueberry PowerPress and or Blueberry Hosting and you use that embedded player, the only thing that's going to come out of that player is your podcast. That particular episode. On this particular person's case, they put this embed on their company website with a audio message or a podcast or whatever it was they were doing. And it played that, you know, 5-minute file and then went on to start playing music just randomly from the SoundCloud service. Well, not all of SoundCloud's audio files are work safe or something you would want on your business website. So they were getting things that were definitely not work safe, talking about pornography and music, you know, about such subjects. And this person almost got fired over it. So they came to me and Blueberry to make sure that that isn't going to happen again. So hopefully I'll be working with them shortly to get their podcast set up on Blueberry so they can use an embedded player that won't play random crap. So be very, very careful. And on the SoundCloud front, there is a rumor, actually probably an announcement going around, that SoundCloud is going to get bought by Spotify. And all the people that are using SoundCloud as a podcast hosting platform are going, yay, we're safe. You know, SoundCloud's not going to go away because they're losing money left and right. Well, let me caution you a little something there. Spotify has been dabbling in podcasting, but just dabbling. They are handpicking a few shows to be on Spotify. They're not featuring them in any way. In fact, they're really hard to find on the Spotify platform. You know, and they made a big splash when they announced that Libsyn was going to be a way to get on Spotify with your podcast. And then they made another big splash when they said Blueberry was also a way you could get on Spotify with your podcast. Well, they've been really picky about it. So, you know, there's no guarantee if you get on one of those two platforms that you're going to get on Spotify. And even if you get on Spotify, it's going to be hard to find your podcast, and not a lot of people are going to listen to it. So I wouldn't think that them acquiring SoundCloud is going to do a whole lot for the SoundCloud podcasting platform, but you never know. But just a word of caution, if you're using a third-party service that is not reputable, such as Blueberry, Spreaker, Libsyn, you know, Podbean even, you know, there's a bunch of them that are pretty good. You'll be all right. SoundCloud, from this person's experience anyway, not so much. And I'll have a full episode of Podcast Help Desk next week. And thanks for indulging me and letting me put this in this feed as well as the Quick Hits feed. And get over to Podcast Help Desk and sign up for Quick Hits. You get little short podcasts like this once in a while. Catch me later.